The Niagara-on-the-Lake Christmas Parade made its way through the streets of the Old Town Saturday, on a beautiful day to bring out enthusiastic crowds. The parade was a welcome event to the community's holiday season after a two-year absence due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And although Santa Claus visited as much of the town as he could each of those years, the annual community tradition of more than 50 years was sorely missed. Despite weather forecasts that earlier in the week had predicted rain, the sun came out to warm up spectators of all ages lining the streets, eager to see the many great bands, floats, dogs, lots of dogs, and individuals, including local dignitaries, in the parade, led by a Grape Growers of Ontario float, the honorary Grand Marshal this year, as it celebrates its 75th anniversary. Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa and his wife Tammy were expected to ride in a horse-drawn carriage near the front of the parade, followed by several councillors walking the route, including Deputy Lord Mayor Erwin Weens and his wife Dorothy. Instead, spectators were left puzzled by the Weens and Lord Mayor's carriage, Zalepa noticeably absent. Zalepa told the local Tammy's father, Wayne McRae, died last Thursday, and the funeral was Saturday morning in Niagara Falls. Although Zalepa said he was disappointed to miss the parade, the Saturday funeral was well attended and was a good celebration of life for his father-in-law. Riding in the carriage with the Weens were Cown, Sandra O'Connor and Cown, Adriana Cater Vizari's two children, who hopped in at the last minute while their mom walked behind with some other members of town council. And of course the parade ended with Santa Claus, who visits NOTL every year to join in the parade, and wave at all the boys and girls who wait patiently for his arrival, naughty or nice, and who are filled with even more excitement for his return Christmas Eve.